This is Late Night Health. This is the radio show and video that cares about the most important part of your life, your health. And during the next 45 minutes or so, maybe we can convince her to go an hour, we're going to be spending some time with Ursine Evans. She is, I'm looking, she's got so many different hats, but we're going to be talking primarily about the fact that she's a biodynamic gardener, garden practitioner. And Ursine and I met almost a year ago.
Yes.
Right? And
yes.
She is just one of the nicest people in the world. She just is. So, Ursine, welcome to Late Night Health.
I am so grateful to be here with you, Mark.
We should mention that Ursine is a co-host of Women Having Conversations, and along with Kukuwa and Karen Howard, and I'm helping to produce the show, and am feeling very fortunate. And I got a flyer from Ursine and her husband Mark about an event that's happening on their farm in Mississippi this coming Saturday. And I just couldn't resist. I had to find out more about it. I just introduced you as a biodynamic garden practitioner. Ursine, what is biodynamic? I mean, I've heard it's been used in wine, making wine, right? And other produce. What is biodynamic?
Well, bio itself means life. Dynamic is how the energy moves through the earth.
And
so it's life and how the energy moves through the earth. Life, energy, moving.
I've been told by a couple of people that biodynamic, say produce, for example, is actually a step above organic. Is that correct?
It most definitely is. And the reason why, just because something is organic, it doesn't mean that the person knew how to totally remineralize that soil. In biodynamic, our practice is to make sure with the preps that we use that we get all the nutrients back in. Because if your body is missing one nutrient, it actually can start setting up a disease in your body. So it's very important for the soil to be mineralized so the soil can get every nutrient it needs back in. The way it was created to be, you know, the way creation created, it needs to be in that state because that's how it was created. It has to be in that perfect state in order for your body to totally, the food to totally affect your body in a healthy way that it maintains or it regenerate the body.
When most people go to the store and they pick up, I saw corn, for example, the other day. The first corn is coming out. I didn't buy it for two reasons. One, it was, I think, $2 an ear. I know that sounds silly, but that was one. And the first corn and berries and things of the season, to me, don't taste as good as they do, you know, in a couple of weeks. Tomatoes are another one. So am I wrong or right? Or
eating things in season is so important. It's best. I see people eat watermelon in the wintertime. And I watched them do it. And I was like, you don't want to do that. Because first of all, in your region, you should eat locally. So wherever you live, that's how you should eat. You should eat as local as possible. And I know we have food coming from all over, but honestly, the majority of your food that you eat should be locally because your body is used to the climate, it's used to the soil there. So most of it should be local.
So you have
corn already that's out? Was it from California or was it from somewhere else?
You know, I don't remember. I think it was from California and it could have been from Central California.
Okay.
A few weeks ago, it was pretty hot. Now, today, it's 64 degrees. It's cooler. It's cooled off. But with that heat, I think the corn and my favorite tomatoes, blossom. But I still see produce from Peru, from Chile. You mentioned watermelon during the winter months. It comes from South America, right? So we
Not
should
good for the
avoid
body
that.
because not good for the body because first of all, you're eating out of season. It's one thing to eat long distance and then you're eating out of season. If it's not your season for something, don't eat it, no matter where it came from, because it's not your season for it. So your body is not used to that. And whatever the body is not used to, it has to process things too hard. And sometimes it can't even process it because the body is like, wait a minute. I'm on this time and you're trying to put me on another timeline. And it's used to being on California timeline. And now you want to put it on Peru timeline and you don't live there.
Right. But what about the fact that, I think the seasons are kind of reversed. You go down to Australia, they're known for strawberries. And so their strawberry season is during our in the United States, our winter. Okay. And I live in an area that is supposed to be the capital. The strawberry capital of the world, right?
Absolutely,
And
California.
California, and specifically Oxnard, California. So I'm, we do need to be careful then of where our produce comes from.
It's so important. I'm not saying don't eat some things from other country, but just remember as a rule, let the majority of the food you eat every week be as local as possible. At least let 60% be local. At
Yeah,
least
well, I'm,
60%.
now you live and work a farm that's
Yes.
been in your family for how many years?
Oh my God.
Huh.
Over 150 years, because I have to remember it came from my great grandfather to my grandfather, and they've been gone a long time. My grandfather been gone at least 25 years. My grandmother been gone 50, but it's been here for, I feel like forever.
Yeah.
I feel like forever.
For wow, and it's in what part of Mississippi? It's in Mississippi,
It's in Pickens, Mississippi.
which I've never heard of.
It's in
Where is that?
an hour away from Jackson, and literally it's in the woods.
Oh my.
Yeah, it's super small, 5,000 people in my whole county, and we have four towns, and it's 5,000 people. It's very small, but I love it that way.
But you also spent time here in California
Yes.
working. You were a successful entrepreneur and businesswoman.
Yes. And I loved California. I still do. I still love California. Just choose
you're
not to live there.
got it. Your daughter lives about 4 hours away from me, I think,
Yes. And she loves it.
in yeah. It's I mean I love it too. However, I would move to New York or Chicago or DC, trying to
Yes.
think. I'm a city boy. I'm not a
You're not going to
neighborhood.
come to the country to live, Mark.
Not to live, no. And
Understand.
I don't like bugs. I'm
You wouldn't want to be in Mississippi.
yeah, no. I remember living in Memphis. And the bugs, even though my apartment was clean,
Bugs got in.
the bugs got in. I spent some time in Florida. Ooh, the cockroaches were bigger than my car. Arsene, we're going to take time out for just a couple of minutes, and then we'll come back. If you are in the Mississippi area, there's a great program happening this Saturday. Build a pollinator habitat. I'm reading it from over here. We're drawing pollinators to our gardens and farms, and we're going to find out more about that. By the way, is there a how much does it cost Oh,
no
no,
cost.
no cost.
No
It's
cost. It's a free class because people are helping to build a habitat. So it's a free class. They're going to learn. They're going to learn all about biodynamics, and they're going to learn all about connecting with nature and, connecting with the nature spirits, so the spirit of the land. They're going to learn honor, reverence, and respect for the land.
And we'll also learn about walking barefoot in the woods,
Walking, absolutely.
right?
Absolutely.
All right, we're going to take a time out. We'll be back as Late Night Health continues. Don't go away.
You're listening to Late Night Health with Mark Allen. The show continues in a moment.
Hi, my name is Karen Howard, and I wear a lot of hats. I'm CEO of Organic and Natural Health, but here's what I'm going to talk to you about today. There's a new podcast out there that you can't really miss. It's called Women Having Conversations. It's at womenhavingconversations.com. And we talk about it all, ladies and gentlemen. So tune in. You'll hear about things like vaginal dryness or raising kids or do I date when I'm in my 50s, 60s, and 70s? It's a lot of fun. Come and visit.
Hi, my name is Ursine Evans, and I'm the formulator of Pure Sine All Natural Hair and Skincare Products. Did you know that it only takes 26 seconds for chemicals to penetrate into your body? I created an incredible line of energetic products, non-toxin, that protects the skin. Check us out on our website, all one word, ilovepuresine.com. ilovepuresine.com.
Now you're part of the growing target of baby boomers we're serving. Hi, I'm Daryl Wayne, producer of Late Night Health, inviting you to join the Late Night Health family. If you have any business targeting the growing boomer market, Late Night Health is the ideal advertising vehicle for you. From vitamins to insurance, alternative health to Western-style medicine, Late Night Health caters to the growing population of those over 40 years old. This vibrant demographic has expendable income to fight aging, purchase travel, take care of aging parents, or just have fun. Find out about the advertising opportunities with Late Night Health. Call us at 805-391-0308. That's 805-391-0308 or email us at info@latenighthealth.com. That's info@latenighthealth.com. Join Late Night Health as we empower people to take charge of their own health care. Call now at 805-391-0308. That's 805-391-0308.
Hello, this is Kukua from Kukua Fitness in Africa with Us Travels. I tell you what, if you love to move your boomsi, you want to work out, and you want to do it in the comfort of your home, well, hey, I've got this for you. We have an app. It's on your phone. You can also get it on your TV, and it's called KukuaFitness.com. You are going to be dancing to African music from all over the continent of Africa. And by the way, did you know that you could also actually travel with us, AfricaWithUs.com, and go to any of the 54 countries in the continent of Africa and experience the best time of your life. So don't forget, either you want to move your pumsi or you want to take a awesome trip to Africa. I got your back.
Late Night Health continues. I'm Mark Allen, along with the insane Daryl Wayne. Our guest is Ursine Evans, and she is, amongst other things, I mean, you're an herbalist too, are you not?
Yes, I'm an herbalist too.
Yeah,
I'm an herbalist by birthright. My grandmother, my great grandmother, aunt. My grandmother, so I'm from a long line of herbalists that came from Africa and here, because we have Native American. My grandmother, on my grandmother's side, was Native American and Black. And so we have the Native American herbalism and we have the African herbalism mixed together. Is that kind of a hoot, right? That's kind of a hoot.
That's, it's gotta be very powerful.
Very.
Right.
Very. Yes.
You know, in my backyard, as I said, I don't like bugs, but I know that they're important.
Very.
We have a dwarf lemon tree, and an orange tree. And I always like to see bees flying around.
So important.
Right? Because I know that we need the bees to help pollinate not only my garden, but my neighbors and the hives. And without bees, humans aren't going to live.
We wouldn't at all.
Right?
Our life support food system depend on them, depend on the pollinators. The pollinators has to be there in order to pollinate your food so we can continue to live in these precious human bodies that we live in.
I'm losing my thought. I've got so many thoughts coming in. We don't get to spend enough time talking, you and I.
Absolutely.
With much of the country getting their produce from markets, okay, where fruit and vegetables would be picked, you know, immature and allowed to ripen rather in the store rather than on a tree or a shrub. I have oranges. I think I still have a dozen oranges. It's May. And we've left the oranges on because they taste better. They're sweeter the longer they stay on the tree. What do we do? Can we eat the stuff in a supermarket?
Well, you know, Mark, as much as possible, if you possibly can. If I lived in California, I wouldn't buy an orange. I'll find some neighbor or someone with an orange tree. And even if I have to go, like, can you share with me? I think you're so fortunate when you live in a place where the fruit is right there in people's backyards. When I come to California, I see all these beautiful, you know, fruit trees. And sometimes the fruit is, I don't even know if the person is eating it in the house because the fruit is like on the ground a lot. And it's like, it's there, but are they going to the store to buy the same fruit that's in that backyard? Do you think people in California do that?
You know, that's a good question. I don't know. I mean, I know that I don't buy citrus because I've got lemons. I have lemons, Meyer lemons, almost year round.
Oh,
and
wow.
The orange. Yeah. And the oranges. And of course, they're organic.
Right.
The oranges, once the next 8 or 10 oranges are picked, we won't see oranges again until, we won't take any until February or March of next year.
And you know something, Mark? Your body really have enough immunity that you don't even need to. If you didn't want to eat an orange between then, now and then, you don't have to.
But I like the taste.
I'm just saying, if you didn't want to,
right.
Your body already have what it needs. And your body are used to eating it during that time. Your body isn't super intelligent. It is so happy that you fed it during the right season because your body is working according to the rhythm and cycle of nature. People don't realize that. Like your body really only want to work according to how nature works. So if you ate the orange, and then the orange was gone, the body waits till then to get it back again. And it assimilates the nutrients that you need so you can stay healthy. And I don't think anyone look at it that way. We get so used to having something till we think we have to have it all the time. But that's not how it is in nature. Everything is rhythm and cycles. Everything is seasonal. You know, you got your four seasons and things grow in each different season. So our body can switch up and change up and get used to, okay, I'm not going to have watermelon in the winter. I don't need tomatoes in the dead of the winter, you know? I need tomatoes when it's warm in the summer and, you know, that's when it grows.
And even at farmers markets, and I go to one or two of them every couple of weeks. And sometimes the produce is great. And I'm going by taste. I figure that if it tastes good,
right,
it is healthy, it is good. If it doesn't taste as good, it may not be as healthy.
Absolutely.
Right?
You're correct on that. Taste is important.
Well, that's why we eat. I mean,
right?
You know, if it doesn't taste good. How did you get, I mean, did you grow up on the farm?
I grew up on the farm and actually, you know, born in 1950, oh my God, aging myself, right? Growing up on a farm as a child, we had vegetable farms and we had cotton farms. And never the twain shall meet.
Right.
And I only was interested in the vegetable farm, naturally. I wasn't interested in the cotton. But I noticed my grandmother, because she was an herbalist, she always had the gardens. The food we ate was super close to the house. The cotton fields was way away. But the vegetables and everything we ate was real protected and really close to the house. Our chickens, all the animals we ate. I didn't like living around all those animals, but you know, I was a child and I just thought, I have to live around all these animals. But all the food we consume, all of our meats, was extremely close to the house. As a matter of fact, I told someone, we did not eat a chicken off the yard. My grandmother would take the chicken,
right,
put it up in a coop, feed it herbs, clean its system out. I can remember watching the chicken, going out there watching the chicken, and where it was up high off the ground was just full of poop. She used to tell me that animals need to be cleaned out before we eat them, because they're used to eating just everything off of the ground. And
right.
Now we have free range chicken, and everybody thinks that is much more healthy if they just pecking. Well, that wasn't my grandmother way. She would feed the chicken 3 months and clean it with herbs and clean the chicken out. And then we would slaughter the chicken and eat the chicken.
Do you have chickens now or other animals?
My neighbors do.
Okay.
Basically for me, it's fruits and vegetables and a couple of dogs, but my neighbors do.
So you don't, you don't have to off the chicken yourself.
Right.
Okay.
I would love to do it again, because I think if you're going to eat, if you live on a farm and the meat that you consume, I really feel you should be responsible for your meat or one of your farmer friends. Now, I won't eat meat just from anyone. I'm particular about the farmers that I get meat from. I make sure that they're on sustainable practice and that how they treat their animals is humane.
And this all goes back to having good pollination.
It goes back to having pollination.
Right? That's really the start, isn't it?
It's the start. And not only will I be helping my garden, I'm going to be helping everybody's garden around me. And I'm so glad I just thought of that. I want to remember over the weekend to let people know that. So when you do anything for your land to bring in pollinators, you're not just helping yourself. You're helping everyone around you to have better food. So that's a good way to start serving nature and protecting our earth, is to build pollinators, habitats, so they can come in.
We're going to take another time out, and we're going to talk about build a pollinator habitat some more. People can do this, by the way. You don't have to be in Mississippi. You can be here in California, every place, right? To do that, to plant proper plants to bring pollinators into your area.
Absolutely.
All right, we're going to talk about that. Remind me when we come back. I'm Mark Allen, along with my friend Ursine Evans. And that beautiful rose behind her was taken by her husband, Mark. We're going to be back in just a couple moments. Be sure to visit us at latenighthealth.com. That's latenighthealth.com. All right, we'll be back. Don't go away.
You're listening to Late Night Health with Mark Allen. The show continues in a moment.
Hi, my name is Karen Howard, and I wear a lot of hats. I'm CEO of Organic and Natural Health, but here's what I'm going to talk to you about today. There's a new podcast out there that you can't really miss. It's called Women Having Conversations. It's at womenhavingconversations.com. And we talk about it all, ladies and gentlemen. So tune in. You'll hear about things like vaginal dryness or raising kids or do I date when I'm in my 50s, 60s, and 70s? It's a lot of fun. Come and visit.
Hi, my name is Ursine Evans, and I'm the formulator of Pure Sine All Natural Hair and Skincare Products. Did you know that it only takes 26 seconds for chemicals to penetrate into your body? I create an incredible line of energetic products, non-toxin, that protects the skin. Check us out on our website, all one word, ilovepuresine.com. ilovepuresine.com.
Now you're part of the growing target of baby boomers we're serving. Hi, I'm Daryl Wayne, producer of Late Night Health, inviting you to join the Late Night Health family. If you have any business targeting the growing boomer market, Late Night Health is the ideal advertising vehicle for you. From vitamins to insurance, alternative health to Western-style medicine, Late Night Health caters to the growing population of those over 40 years old. This vibrant demographic has expendable income to fight aging, purchase travel, take care of aging parents, or just have fun. Find out about the advertising opportunities with Late Night Health. Call us at 805-391-0308. That's 805-391-0308 or email us at info@latenighthealth.com. That's info@latenighthealth.com. Join Late Night Health as we empower people to take charge of their own health care. Call now at 805-391-0308. That's 805-391-0308.
Hello, this is Kukua from Kukua Fitness in Africa with Us Travels. I tell you what, if you love to move your boomsie, you want to work out, and you want to do it in the comfort of your home, well, hey, I've got this for you. We have an app. It's on your phone. You can also get it on your TV, and it's called KukuaFitness.com. You are going to be dancing to African music from all over the continent of Africa. And by the way, did you know that you could also actually travel with us, AfricaWithUs.com, and go to any of the 54 countries in the continent of Africa and experience the best time of your life. So don't forget, either you want to move your boomsie or you want to take a awesome trip to Africa. I got your back.
Late Night Health continues. I'm Mark Allen, and we are speaking with Ursine Evans. She is an herbalist. She's a biodynamic garden practitioner. I had a look. You also make a bunch of hair and skincare products. Yes. We'll talk about that in a minute. Why is it important that everybody should have a garden that is I'm going to read this, a pollinator habitat?
Wow. So important because of so many chemicals that have been used in and around people. Even if you're not using chemicals, if someone around you is using chemicals, they're destroying our habitats. They're destroying the beneficials that should come into even to your land. So if you was busy bringing in, and the plants that grows in your areas are the plants to put in your habitat. So plant as many things that grows naturally around you that would bring them in. You know, people can look it up. What brings in the butterflies? What brings in the bees? What brings in the wasps? Just look it up. And there's people in your area, in our area is Keep Mississippi Beautiful organization. And they donated like, wow, so many just flowers to me, seeds that grows naturally in my area. Just tons of them that I went out and planted, you know, before anyone could come out and build a habitat, because I wanted them to see the little seedlings coming up. The plants that we're going to put in the habitat on the weekend is local plants on my land, local herbs on my land that we're going to dig up, and we're going to take them to the habitat so they can be in one place, and every year they can just spread. So next year, it's just going to be amazing what the habitat looked like.
Oh, wow. Yeah. We have the county that I live in, which is in just outside of Los Angeles, I live in Ventura County. It is an agricultural county. There are strawberries, I mentioned. There's lettuce, squash, corn is a big thing. And if you drive up the 101, you see small farms, small plots of land. But if you drive into the back part, you can see places where they have organic farming.
Wow, beautiful.
That and farm stands and the tomatoes and the corn, just
Wow.
so delicious, you know, during the height of the season. In fact, I've got to maybe this weekend. I don't think it's too late. I think I can plant tomatoes right now.
Don't think it's too late for you.
Yeah.
I'm sure it's not for California. It's not too late.
Yeah, we it's been cool, so it's going to start to heat up, and I think that'll be that always makes for better, to me, corn and tomatoes. Those are
They like the
the
heat. They
yeah they
love
like
the
the
heat.
heat. I was thinking of a bulb that I like, and that's fennel,
Oh, it's delicious.
and it's really good. I can't get enough. Being you know, a pollinator habitat. So if I have that, but my neighbor is using chemicals, my understanding is, for example, with genetically modified corn and other products, the bees will go into that genetically modified field, come back to the hive, and the hive dies.
Oh, I'm sure. That's so sad, isn't it?
It is.
So
It's
sad.
terrible. And which is why I don't buy genetically modified food if I can help it. Sometimes it sneaks by. It's in very tiny letters, right?
You have to watch it.
Yeah, you have to watch it, you know. You've got it. I was a box of cereal that I was going to buy had contains bioengineered
Wow.
food, and you know, back on the shelf. I don't want that.
Unfortunately for us today, we're gonna have to really read everything. Really read it.
Yes.
Really pay attention.
When do you buy much produce at the market, or do you grow everything?
I buy, like in the winter, I buy more. In the summer, like when my own strawberries and my own blueberries, and by the way, my blueberry, it got cold, and I have no blueberries this year except a few. And I had, they was loaded last year. So the blueberry, the peach, whatever grow locally, I do the local foods. Whatever I have on my land that's local, I do that. If I don't have it, there's really good farmers around me. One in particular, I buy from them. I buy from my local farmers that sustainable farming practice and regenerate practice that's around me. I have to be careful about buying from people just it's just organic because I'm so used to eating. One thing about regenerate food is high vibrational, and it makes your body feels like energized. And if you go back and you eat food that's not that way, your body will feel it right away. So I have to be real careful about where I buy food from and who I get food from and how they've grown it.
I have a blueberry question. We like blueberries. We know that they're healthy.
They're good for
They
you.
don't grow locally. They do grow in California, but up in a cooler, I think a cooler climate. And most of the blueberries that we've had recently just don't taste good.
Wow.
A couple of weeks ago, we had some, and they were fabulous. And I tried to buy those again, and they're
Wasn't
gone.
there. You
Yeah.
know that happens a lot. That really happens a lot. It's so important to get to know as many the source that your food come from. And I know for most people it's not easy, but it's real important to get to know the farmer and how they farm their practice. I've spent since I was 35 getting to know the farmer, but I'm 76 now. I started in California when I first started doing or eating organic food. I started in a health food store. I left the health food store and I would go to the markets every weekend. And I would talk to the farmer and they would tell me how they farm. They probably didn't know I was questioning them because I wanted to make sure they was doing things correct. But people like to talk about what they do. So I was like,
Sure.
what do you use? How do you farm? Blah, blah, blah. I came from a farm, so I know. So the farmer that would tell me the information that I wanted to hear, that I knew was correct, that's who I would purchase organic food from. And I could tell just from looking at the farmer. If a farmer don't look healthy, why are you buying food from them? I don't care if they say they're organic. If they're standing there unhealthy, that's a big sign that they don't know how to grow nourishing food that heal.
Would you say that I mean, if you saw somebody who wasn't healthy, even at a farmer's market, you probably wouldn't buy their produce?
Personally, I wouldn't. I'll give you an experience. I was at the farmer's market last year. Usually, I have this one particular farmer that I buy from because we're real good friends. I've been to his farm. He's the salt of the earth. He's sold out for doing things the correct way. He makes his own soil. He's been doing it for years and years. He has compost piles that's so old. He gave me a truckload of compost. So I know him. So I get to the market and I love okra. And he doesn't grow okra. And the deer had ate all of my okra. And so I go to the market to buy some okra. I pick it up and I look up, and this young man, he is pink eye. And I went, although I had bought it, I was like, I can't do this. And I just take it, I taken it back to him and I said, I changed my mind about the okra today. But he had pink eye and he's at the market selling food. And I'm thinking, first of all, you shouldn't be here. And that's not a good sign to me that this farmer cares if he sent a young man to the market to sell produce and he has pink eye.
I like okra too, but I like pickled okra. I like pickled okra. I'm not a fan of fried almost anything other than pickles. And I don't remember having fried okra. I like okra in gumbo.
Okra's good. Okra's good for you.
Yeah, is it?
Oh my God. Okra have so many benefits to pregnant women take baths in it because of the nutrients that goes into their body. Okra is real slimy. So that slime is so good for the skin. And it's so good that slime, how it gets slimy, is good for the
Yeah.
inside of your body.
It's really funny because my wife doesn't like okra because of the slime.
I believe
Do
it.
you have time for another 10 minutes?
Yes.
Okay, we're going to take another break, and when we come back, we're going to really talk about building a pollinator habitat. I'm Mark Allen. This is Late Night Health. Be sure to join us at latenighthealth.com, latenighthealth.com. And by the way, you can join Ursine's podcast, which is women having
Women having.
conversations
There
dot
you
com,
go.
women having conversations dot com. All right, we'll be back. Don't go away.
You're listening to Late Night Health with Mark Allen. The show continues in a moment.
Hi, my name is Karen Howard, and I wear a lot of hats. I'm CEO of Organic and Natural Health, but here's what I'm going to talk to you about today. There's a new podcast out there that you can't really miss. It's called Women Having Conversations. It's at womenhavingconversations.com. And we talk about it all, ladies and gentlemen. So tune in, you'll hear about things like vaginal dryness or raising kids, or do I date when I'm in my 50s, 60s, and 70s? It's a lot of fun. Come and visit.
Hi, my name is Ursine Evans, and I'm the formulator of Peter Sine All Natural Hair and Skincare Products. Did you know that it only takes 26 seconds for chemicals to penetrate into your body? I create an incredible line of energetic products, non-toxin, that protects the skin. Check us out on our website, all one word, ilovepiercesine.com. ilovepiercesine.com.
Now you're part of the growing target of baby boomers we're serving. Hi, I'm Daryl Wayne, producer of Late Night Health, inviting you to join the Late Night Health family. If you have any business targeting the growing boomer market, Late Night Health is the ideal advertising vehicle for you. From vitamins to insurance, alternative health to Western-style medicine, Late Night Health caters to the growing population of those over 40 years old. This vibrant demographic has expendable income to fight aging, purchase travel, take care of aging parents, or just have fun. Find out about the advertising opportunities with Late Night Health. Call us at 805-391-0308. That's 805-391-0308 or email us at info@latenighthealth.com. That's info@latenighthealth.com. Join Late Night Health as we empower people to take charge of their own health care. Call now at 805-391-0308. That's 805-391-0308.
Hello, this is Kukua from Kukua Fitness in Africa with Us Travels. I tell you what, if you love to move your boomsy, you want to work out, and you want to do it in the comfort of your home, well, hey, I've got this for you. We have an app. It's on your phone. You can also get it on your TV, and it's called KukuaFitness.com. You are going to be dancing to African music from all over the continent of Africa. And by the way, did you know that you could also actually travel with us, AfricaWithUs.com, and go to any of the 54 countries in the continent of Africa and experience the best time of your life. So don't forget, either you want to move your pumsi or you want to take a awesome trip to Africa. I got your back.
Late Night Health moves forward as we wrap up our show. This is a special edition of Late Night Health featuring Ursine Evans from Mississippi. I always get the I's and the S's and the P's wrong in there.
Always understandable.
Yeah, yes. And We're talking about food and produce. We're talking about saving the planet.
Yes.
Building a pollinator habitat. Will that help save the planet?
Oh my God.
We're in trouble now.
Oh my God, yes. And that's, Mark, that's one of the reasons I want to do it, because I want people to start doing it. And just to start thinking about it, people, sometimes you think of small things that you do won't make a difference, but it does. Because the energy you put into anything spreads. Once you put the energy out there, it's out there. And when I was younger, I didn't see it that way. You know, the good that you do is just keep going. I didn't see that because I wanted instant result. Well, I'm trying to be good and look at all this mess that's happening. But one small act could ripple in the whole world. It's a butterfly effect. You build a small habitat and the whole world fills it. So if we can get people thinking that way, look at what we could produce in this beautiful world that we live in that's worth saving and that want us to save it. Nature really want us to cooperate. Nature's gonna take care of herself regardless, but nature want us to be around. Because nature is in us and we're in nature. She's enjoying us as much. Because if we wasn't here, who would nature serve? So nature really going to cooperate with us. If we make a small step, nature is going to explode for us. Because it's going to respect we made that small step to do something for it. So I look at it as making one small step and let it ripple across the world.
Do you worry about future generations, your children, your grandchildren, my grandchildren, that we're not doing enough to help Mother Nature?
If I wasn't doing what I'm doing, I would worry. The only reason I don't worry, and I tell this to everybody, is because I get up off of my rear end every day and I do something for nature. So I can't worry because every day I'm going to do something. So I turn that worry or even thinking about the future of my grandchildren until if you build that habitat this weekend, you are assuring that your grandchildren, your great-grandchildren, your great-great-grandchildren will have a place, but you got to do this.
What are your children, and your grandchildren? Do you have grandchildren?
I have not only grandchildren, I have great-grandchildren. My great-grandchild is 15.
Your great, oh my goodness.
My great-grandchild is 15 years old.
Oh my goodness. How
I
does,
know.
What do they think of great-grandma?
A wild, crazy woman, but they love me with all their heart. They think I'm out of the box. They think I'm really super wild. They think I'm really much wilder than their parents. They tell me things they don't tell their parents. But I can tell granny, right?
I think that's them. Great. I think that's super.
Wow.
I remember talking to my grandmother and my grandfather about things that I couldn't talk to, you know, with my parents.
Wow, that's beautiful.
Yeah, I remember, yeah. And I embarrassed my grandfather because of what I asked him.
What
I know
did you
that.
Ask?
So we'll move around. We won't talk about that.
Okay.
What's gonna happen at the farm during the build a pollinator habitat? Tell us.
The first thing we're going to do, I'm definitely going to make them tea. I know I'm going to make them mint tea, and I'm thinking of hibiscus from Africa. I have an African hibiscus tea. And I'm going to do a ceremony of honoring, revering, respecting the earth, and explaining to them why the need to do it. And connecting them. My whole goal is to connect them back into nature so they can be part of something that's so huge that they will never forget.
Got it.
Yeah.
Can anybody, I mean, if I just throw out herbs in my garden, is that enough? Or do I have to do it in a specific way?
You know, I'm going to do it in a specific way because I want to connect people back. But honestly, Mark, if you just think about the pollinators and you just plant an herb because you go, I know the pollinator's going to love it, and dedicate it. Plant something that the butterflies love, and dedicate the plant to bringing in the butterflies. Plant something that the hummingbirds love and dedicate that to the hummingbirds. And I promise you they'll come because you thought of them and they hurt you.
What about like a hummingbird feeder or not?
I don't have one of those on my land at all. People do in Mississippi because first of all, I would rather feed them the flower that they love than for me to try to create food for them. Most people use sugar water, whatever they're using. Let the hummingbird stay in this natural habitat and let it come in and pollinate.
Got it.
You know, humans always think that they have to be the controller. I'm going to put my hummingbird feeder up. I'm going to put feed in it. The hummingbird will rather dive into a plant and it'll give them more energy because they use a lot of energy and they have to fly far away. So if you're feeding them sugar water, even if it's natural, it's not natural for them. Give the pollinators what they're supposed to be pollinated with. Don't try to go in and you be the giver of something that you can't give.
If somebody is in Mississippi and they want to come, oh, I see. You would go to ilovepurescene.com/events. ilovepurescene.com/events. And you can find out more information there. Ursine, I cannot tell you how much I really appreciate you, and thank you for spending some time with me. I really, really appreciate it.
This was great, Mark. It's an honor that you think enough of me and what I believe in to have me on your beautiful show, because you're doing a great job. people need this information. They truly do.
Well, thank you.
I think they'll appreciate you too, Mark.
You have made my day.
Wonderful. You made
well,
mine too.
Well, thank you.
Thank you, Mark.
And say hi to Mark. Mark is Ursine's husband, and he's very nice, and he's helped us out. Repeatedly, and we appreciate it.
Absolutely. Yes.
Yeah. All right. Well, thank you. Let me know how the event happens.
Hold on.
Don't go away. I wanted to thank you for watching or listening at home. And thank you very much for all of your kind comments. We appreciate it. Have a great week, everybody. Have a good week. And most importantly, have a healthy week. We'll see you next time. Bye-bye for now.
You're listening to Late Night Health with Mark Allen. The show continues in a moment.
Hi, my name is Karen Howard, and I wear a lot of hats. I'm CEO of Organic and Natural Health, but here's what I'm going to talk to you about today. There's a new podcast out there that you can't really miss. It's called Women Having Conversations. It's at womenhavingconversations.com. And we talk about it all, ladies and gentlemen. So tune in. You'll hear about things like vaginal dryness or raising kids or do I date when I'm in my 50s, 60s, and 70s? It's a lot of fun. Come and visit.
Hi, my name is Ursine Evans, and I'm the formulator of Pure Sine All Natural Hair and Skincare Products. Did you know that it only takes 26 seconds for chemicals to penetrate into your body? I created an incredible line of energetic products, non-toxin, that protects the skin. Check us out on our website. All one word, ilovepiercene.com. ilovepiercene.com.
Now you're part of the growing target of baby boomers we're serving. Hi, I'm Daryl Wayne, producer of Late Night Health, inviting you to join the Late Night Health family. If you have any business targeting the growing boomer market, Late Night Health is the ideal advertising vehicle for you. From vitamins to insurance, alternative health to Western-style medicine, Late Night Health caters to the growing population of those over 40 years old. This vibrant demographic has expendable income to fight aging, purchase travel, take care of aging parents, or just have fun. Find out about the advertising opportunities with Late Night Health. Call us at 805-391-0308. That's 805-391-0308 or email us at info@latenighthealth.com. That's info@latenighthealth.com. Join Late Night Health as we empower people to take charge of their own health care. Call now at 805-391-0308. That's 805-391-0308.
Hello, this is Kukua from Kukua Fitness in Africa with Us Travels. I tell you what, if you love to move your boomsie, you want to work out, and you want to do it in the comfort of your home, well, hey, I've got this for you. We have an app. It's on your phone. You can also get it on your TV, and it's called KukuaFitness.com. You are going to be dancing to African music from all over the continent of Africa. And by the way, did you know that you could also actually travel with us, AfricaWithUs.com, and go to any of the 54 countries in the continent of Africa and experience the best time of your life. So don't forget, either you want to move your boomsie or you want to take a awesome trip to Africa. I got your back.